This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The United States condemned North Korea's recent missile launches on Wednesday, just an hour before leader Kim Jong-un met with President Vladimir Putin in Russia. Here is U.S. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
The United States condemns the DPRK's recent ballistic missile launches, as we have condemned their previous ballistic missile launches. The launches are in violation of multiple United Nations Security Council resolutions and are the latest in the series of launches that pose a direct threat to the DPRK's neighbors. They undermine regional security, and our commitment to the defense of the Republic of Korea and Japan remain ironclad.
North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles into the sea off its east coast in what appeared to be the first launch to occur while Kim was abroad for a rare trip with most of his top military leaders, demonstrating an increasing level of delegation and more refined control systems, analysts said. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the missiles were launched from near the North Korean capital of Pyongyang and flew about 650 kilometers. At the United Nations, a demand from the U.S. ambassador to release American citizens held in Russia on what they called trumped-up charges. Also there, Wall Street journalist Evan Gershkovitz's mother.
Evan loves being a journalist. His passion is reporting the news and helping people understand Russia and the Russian people. He's always been curious about the world and loved traveling. He cares deeply about people. His reporting has kept the world informed, and we all miss reading his stories.
He is among those held in Russia on espionage charges. Gershkovitz was doing stories on the Ukraine war for the Wall Street Journal when he was arrested in March. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com.